their experiences a success formula that would work for the average man. Among those Hill interviewed were such famous names as Ford, Wrigley, Wanamaker, Eastman, Rockefeller, Edison, Woolworth, Darrow, Burbank, Morgan, Firestone, as well as three United States presidents. Napoleon Hill published the first interpretation of the philosophy of individual achievement in 1928, exactly 20 years compiling the work. He supported his family by holding various positions, including a period as advertising manager of LaSalle Extension University of Chicago and editing and publishing the Golden Rule magazine. During World War I, he was assigned to President Woodrow Wilson's staff as a public relations expert. In 1933, Jennings Randolph, who later became United States Senator from West Virginia, introduced Hill to President Roosevelt. Hill again became a presidential advisor. Several years later, he resigned to devote more time to writing and completing his summary 20-year project, Think and Grow Rich. In 1952, Napoleon Hill Associates was organized, and Hill came out of semi-retirement to spread his Science of Success philosophy. Hill heads the Napoleon Hill Foundation, a nonprofit educational institution dedicated to teaching others the science of personal achievement. Hill once again resumed a full-time schedule in 1963, forming the Academy of Personal Achievement, a home study and/or in-residence course begun in his 80th year. Forward. I give and bequeath to the American people the greater part of my vast fortune, which consists of the philosophy of individual achievement, through which all of my riches were accumulated. Thus began the last will and testament of Andrew Carnegie. It is the prologue of a story which may well mark the most important turning point in the lives of all who read it. The story began in the late fall of 1908 when Andrew Carnegie called me in, paid me the great compliment of respect for my judgment and integrity, and entrusted to me what he had said was the greater portion of his vast fortune, with the understanding that the legacy was to be presented to the American people. This story has been written to notify you of your right to share in this huge estate and to inform you of the conditions under which you may richly share it. These conditions are in no way formidable or limited to the very few. The conditions are well within the reach of any adult of average intelligence. There are no tricks or false hopes, either in connection with the conditions or in this promise, so that you may know whether or not this offers anything you need or desire, let me tell you specifically what is promised. A clear description of the formula by which you may have the full benefit of the master key to riches, a key that should unlock the doors to the solution of all your problems, that will help you to convert your past failures into priceless assets, and lead you to attainment of the 12 great riches, including economic security. An inventory of the riches left by Andrew Carnegie for distribution to those who are qualified to receive them, together with detailed instructions through which you may acquire and use your full share. A description of the means by which you may have the full benefit of the education, experience, and technical skills of those whose cooperation you may need for the attainment of your major purposes in life, thus providing a practical means by which you may bridge the disadvantages of an inadequate education and attain the highest goals of life as successfully as may those who are blessed with a formal education. The privilege of using the philosophy of success, which was organized from the life experiences by trial and error of hundreds of eminent men. A definite plan by which anyone